Assalamu alaikum, my dear respected listeners. Thank you very much for joining me for tonight's bedtime reading. Inshallah, tonight we'll continue learning about the revered Hazrat Khadija radhiyallahu anha. We shall cover chapter 4, entitled The Caravan. "Have you heard?" asked Abu Talib, his soft, kind eyes wide with anticipation. "The Meccan caravan is about to leave for Sham, and Khadija bint Khuwaylid is looking for merchants to carry her goods." He hobbled up to his full height with the help of his stick and gazed intently at his nephew Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the son of his late brother Abdullah. Smiling proudly, he placed a hand on the shoulder of the youth in front of him. The boy he had brought up now had the strikingly handsome countenance of a nobleman, with creamy, glowing skin, which had a reddish tinge to it, and high cheekbones. His face glowed only brighter against the contrast of his dark beard and shoulder-length wavy hair. Thick arched eyebrows and long eyelashes framed his intensely black eyes, which twinkled as he smiled. Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam was no longer the poor little orphan boy Abu Talib had so lovingly raised. He was a fully grown man, not excessively tall or short, but above average height. The longer Abu Talib gazed at him, the more he seemed to grow in handsomeness. Everyone who knew him, young and old, grew to love the grandson of Abu Muttalib, just as adoringly as he did. Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam was a shepherd in his earlier years, and had recently started to engage in business. Never hot-headed or quarrelsome like many of the other traders, he had built a reputation for his integrity and patience. Honest merchants were hard to come by, but Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam was so truthful that he had never told a lie in his life. "I hate to send you on such a long journey to Sham, my nephew," Abu Talib sighed, his voice tinged with concern, "but this is an opportunity not to be missed. And you undoubtedly have the skills and experience needed." Although Abu Talib was the most respected tribal elder in Mecca, he was not a wealthy man. His turban and cloak were clean, but not showy, made of plain linens, while his shirt was a long tunic of cotton. He had a flowing white beard and kind eyes, which gave him a charming air of warmth that could melt the hardest of hearts. His house was not ostentatious, but practical, with just enough room for his wives and children. There were no fancy items of furniture, just some decorative cushions, but there was plenty of love and generosity all round. "You know that I have done my best to support you," Abu Talib continued, "and I always will, my nephew, but our circumstances are such that we don't have many options. If you go and express your desire to carry her goods, I am sure Khadija radhiyallahu anha would prefer you over others because of your good nature and honesty in business. After all, everyone knows you are a sadiqal amin, the truthful and trustworthy one." Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam heeded the advice of his uncle and set off to inquire about the vacancy. It was as if Abu Talib had read Khadija radhiyallahu anha's mind. She was looking for a man of good character who she could depend upon to manage her business without constantly looking over her shoulder. She shook her head warily as she thought of the last deceitful manager she had employed. He had stolen a profit and lied in order to make a paltry gain. All this after she had employed him with such kindness, paying him a generous cut of the takings. The time for the caravan's departure was approaching, and the Roman marketplaces of Sham were beckoning. So Khadija radhiyallahu anha agreed to employ Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. She decided that if he was worth his salt, she would pay him double. She only hoped that this time she'd found the right man. My dear respected listeners, from this short chapter, we get an insight into the honourable character of Khadija radhiyallahu anha. She valued honesty and trust. This is seen in the way she was willing to pay double to our beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam if he carried out his employment duties well. we really are getting to see how the qualities and characters of Khadija Radhiyallahu Anha and the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam were well matched. We shall continue to learn about this in next week's reading, inshallah. Finally, to carry on with the routine of acting on as many sunnahs of the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, tonight I want to remind everyone of the sunnah act of making wudu before sleeping. Doing wudu before going to sleep is one of the things which is recommended to do before going to sleep. A hadith was narrated to this effect in which the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, "When you go to bed, do wudu as for prayer," as narrated by Al-Bukhari and Muslim. Ibn Hajr said the apparent meaning is that it is mustahab for everyone who wants to go to sleep to renew his wudu, even if he has already has wudu. It may be interpreted as applying only to the one who has broken his wudu. Al-Nawawi said, if a person has wudu, that is sufficient for him, because the point is to go to sleep with having wudu, lest he die in his sleep, and so that his dreams will be more true, and so that the shaitan will be less likely to play with his dreams and terrify him. So may Allah inshallah give us all the ability to act upon this great easy sunnah of the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Now, a reminder to all our listeners to pray the bedtime dua. Allahumma bismika amutu wa ahya. Jazakallah for tuning in tonight. I really hope you can join us again next Thursday. Assalamu alaikum.